Welcome to the FCCI Pathway to Purpose podcast. As a Christian business leader, how do you integrate your faith with business? And how do you leverage the platform of business to draw others closer to Christ? FCCI has been helping Christian business leaders on this journey since 1977, and we pray that the content you find here will serve you well in that endeavor. You can find additional resources and opportunities to engage with other Christian business leaders at fcci.org. And now, enjoy the podcast.
David was a young man, highly acclaimed, especially after standing up to a 6'9" giant named Goliath. After that event, prior to that event, nobody ever heard of him. He was a shepherd. When he did that, everybody remembered him. The king was Saul. Saul had his ups and downs emotionally, so somebody came up with the idea, we ought to bring somebody into the palace of the king to play soothing music so that Saul is at peace. The kid they found played the harp. His name was David. All of a sudden, David, this unknown kid who killed Goliath, now lives in the palace with the king. Saul took a liking to David. He put David on his staff. David was so good at what he did, Saul kept giving him responsibilities. And with that backdrop, I want you to see how David conducted himself. In the chapter 18, it says these four verses. 1 Samuel 18:5. So David went out wherever Saul sent him, and he prospered and behaved himself wisely. I noted that. 1 Samuel 18:14. And David behaved wisely in all of his ways, and the Lord was with him. Wow. 1 Samuel 18:15. Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself wisely, listen to this, he was afraid of him. When Saul noticed this kid behaves himself wisely, Saul was afraid of him. 1 Samuel 18:30. Then the princes of the Philistines went out to war. And so it was, whenever they went out, that Saul behaved himself wisely, more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name became highly esteemed. Four times. Behaved himself wisely. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an illustration of righteous living. Because righteousness is about the way I conduct myself. Now, I want to break that down. What does that look like? Three L words. In reading 1 Samuel 18, I see David behaving like a leader ought to behave. At the end of that verse 5, and he was accepted in the sight of the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. They said, you're going to make David, the people said, in charge? Yeah, that's a good idea. They liked David. They were loyal to David. Verse 16, all Israel and Judah loved David, for he went and came before them. I like the way this guy leads us. Put him in charge. That's the guy I want in charge. The way he led them, the way he treated them and respected them and looked out for them. His life's full of that. And the people said, I like this guy. So David went out wherever Saul sent him, and he behaved himself wisely as a leader, first place. You see, you don't lead companies. You don't lead departments or communities. You lead people. The character of the leader is tested, sharpened, and revealed based on their behavior before the people they lead. Your character is shaped. By the way, they'll reveal your character too very quickly, just like your children will. And they'll test that also. Who? The people you lead. There's something about being in charge. If you're not careful, you start thinking, since I am in charge, I can behave any way I want. It's my prerogative. It's owed to me. Look at who I am and what I have and what I've done. Drucker said this, rank does not confer privilege or power, it imposes responsibility. J.H. Jowett said this, pride ever lurks at the heels of authority. Even a little authority is prone to turn the seemly walk into the most offensive strut. And you want to see David's heart? 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 12 sums it all up. It says in 2 Samuel 5:12, David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel. How did you get to be king? I wouldn't be king except God gave this to me. And not only that, but he also realized that God had exalted his kingdom. Perhaps the best 40 years in the history of Israel was when the man was the king. He's revered by all Jews. He knew I have this position because God gave it to me. And he also knew that God put him in that spot, and it was God who exalted his kingdom. Why? 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 12. For the people Israel's sake, that's why. God cared more for those people than he did David. He put David there to take care of them. As a leader, when it came to leading others, David behaved himself wisely. Well, isn't there an exception clause? No. Maybe a greater responsibility. You are always responsible for how you act, no matter who you are, what you do, or how you feel. My second observation. And before I get to that, don't make behavior complicated. It's very simple. It's important that no matter who we are, we should thirst for doing it the right way. And let me go down through a list here. With all respect to your title, it's more about kindness. Somebody said kindness has turned more people to Christ than zeal, intelligence, or elegance all put together. With all respect to your intelligence, it's more about thoughtfulness. With all respect to your degrees, it's more about giving. With all respect to your background, it's more about fairness. With all respect to your position, it's more about honesty. With all respect to your position, it's all about accountability. With all respect to your looks, it's all about self-control. With all respects to your instincts, it's about tolerance. And with all respect to your power, it's about compassion. They're all acts of behavior. David behaved himself wisely as a leader. You also see David behaving himself in the midst of the challenges of life, and this guy had a lot of challenges. See, on the outside, it looked good. This guy lives in the palace. All the people like him. He knew the king. He was good friends with the king's son. He was well-respected. He lived in a palace. What possibly could go wrong? If you know his life, you know what he really had to put up with. You see, everything was fine until the people took a liking and took a shine to him more so than Saul. They started chanting, Saul has killed his thousands, David's killed his 10,000s, and it made Saul mad. You don't want to make the king mad. Therefore, when Saul, it says in verse 15, when Saul saw that he had behaved wisely, he was afraid of him. You act righteously, behave yourself the way the Bible says, you're going to make people nervous, without a doubt. The king said he would give David his daughter, then he reneged. Saul wanted the Philistines defeated. He sent David to the front lines in verse 25 for this one reason, hoping David would get killed. Saul personally tried to kill David 11 times. In all, Saul failed. In all of David never, even though he had the opportunity to retaliate, and the people watched. And David's name became very highly esteemed, it says in verse 30. David acted wisely in all of his ways, and in the midst of life's difficulties, people notice the way this kid behaved. He acted wisely. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Paul said to the people of Corinth, you are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all people. I like 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. This is the will of God, that by doing good, you put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. What, it's a thirst for righteousness? I want to behave. I want to do the right thing, even in the midst of difficult times. Something done frequently, ladies and gentlemen, is not a mistake. It's a behavior. Something done frequently is not a mistake. It's a behavior. And number three, David behaved with himself with a certain lifestyle. His lifestyle, the way people viewed him, was as an individual who behaved himself wisely. It says, then the Philistine princes came out to battle, and when they did so, David had more success. He behaved himself wisely, more wisely than all of Saul's servants. He had a pattern, it's a pattern of behavior that was indicative of a righteous heart. He cried out, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties and see if there be any wicked way within me. He said, O righteous God, who searches minds and hearts, bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. He said, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. Living righteously was very, very important to him in his life. A change in behavior begins with a change in the heart, and he constantly was looking for that. We have a tendency to choose one or two admirable things a person has done. Often it's something that person accomplished or a recognition perhaps they received. That person holds on to those things, those admirable acts, sometimes while ignoring, denying, or excusing questionable behavior patterns, not God. Somebody said this one time, I don't trust words. I even question actions, but I never doubt patterns. And I just want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to act wisely. We need to behave ourselves. That's what a thirst for righteousness is. We need to search for acting wisely and behaving ourselves wisely. That's righteousness. And I want to improve, and I want to get better at this. I want to grow, and I want to know more. That's the reason we come to things like this, to be challenged like this. None of us are going to become perfect. But as we listen to things we'll hear, even in a conference like this, and learn, and if we become willing to make some changes and some adjustments for the purpose of living more righteously, behaving ourselves wisely. But it's something you have to thirst for. I want that. And it would be wonderful, I'm sure FCCI would feel that way, that if one of the things that came out of the conference like this for all of us would be that we would go from here with a greater desire, a greater longing, a greater thirst for righteousness, which is simply behaving ourselves. Don't ever stop wanting to become better. Keep thirsting. What needs to change in your life? An act of behavior, a pattern, a pattern.
Thanks for listening to FCCI's Pathway to Purpose podcast. FCCI is a global movement of servant leaders who help each other lead companies for Christ. And the value of this content is greatly enhanced when you journey together with other Christian business leaders from around the world. Learn more at FCCI.org. And let others know about the great content you've discovered here on the podcast. Thanks for listening and leading a company for Christ.